Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Jeremy Clark. This talk is available on slideshare.net, where you can go download the slides or look at them. I'm going to run the talk right off there. Just to say, this is just my normal slides, so I'm going to rush through them. Don't try to read them all. You can go check it out later. I'm just going to say the highlights. So this is about writing PHP with IDEs. IDE means Integrated Development Environment, and what it really means is really powerful programming tools designed specifically for programming. So I'm going to go over some of the great stuff. Basic code editors, you guys all know this, Smultron, Notepad++, whatever you're using, it's got to have syntax highlighting, it's got to have line numbers, it's got to have tabs, and hopefully it has some simple jump to definition of functions and features like that. When you get serious about writing PHP, this becomes not enough, or at least not optimal, and you're much better off with a more intelligent tool that's doing more work for you. If you're not writing PHP, HTML, or CSS, a lot of you don't write complicated PHP, it's probably not right for you. You're better off using a simple tool, just like you might want to use iMovie rather than Final Cut Pro, depending on what you're doing. So basic concepts, it tries to handle everything. It has a ton of features to the point where you often don't want all the features. You have to start ignoring stuff or you'll go crazy. And it tries to be intelligent about your code and at the same time being very customizable, also to the point where you need to do some customization or it won't be the right tool for you. They're big and complicated and slow, just like Photoshop, Microsoft Word, and Firefox. If you're using these for a lot of the day, it's still worth it. Don't listen to people who tell you that a little bit of RAM isn't worth it. You're a programmer. You make tons of money per hour. If you save any time at all, the extra RAM will pay for itself. So I'm going to talk about one called NetBeans. It's based on Java. It's powered by the Sun Corporation, who sponsors it. There's another one called Eclipse that's been around a lot longer. It's much more popular. NetBeans has very recently become much more powerful and much better, especially on Mac and especially for PHP. I really like it. I like it better than Eclipse, but I haven't spent enough time with Eclipse to say for sure. All these topics apply equally to both. So one of the things is they run on projects. You take all your code, you put it together in one clump. That way it can look at it all and understand it all together. So that's one of the, it's not files, it's projects. The window layout, you open up the IDE, the first thing you see is this one on the left, very scary, way too much going on. The default window layout is there to show you all the features. It's not how you should be working. Start closing things down. You can open them back up when you need them. To get used to it, you're better off with a simple window layout that is more like what you're used to, and you can add features as you go. There's also tabs, and you can move the tabs around to create, like, look at more than one file at once. It has really great syntax intelligence. Obviously, your editor has some, but NetBeans combines all the different kinds of great syntax intelligence to help you out. It's going to take care of your parentheses. It's going to take care of highlighting, telling you where other instances of a variable are visible, and it's obviously going to do customizable. So code completion, it's going to, as you type a function or a variable, you can tell it, guess what I mean. And it's not just going to guess, it's going to make sure you don't make spelling mistakes, and it's going to set up all of your parameters for you and make it really fast to finish your functions with zero mistakes. It integrates PHP documentation, which is the default documentation of PHP. It's really useful, and it not only will help you write documentation faster and easier, but once you write it, in the code completion, it's going to show you the documentation as it predicts, so that if you forget what that parameter should be, it's going to tell you. It's got amazing DOM mitigation. You can go as you type. You can type the name of a function to go to that function, or you can click on any function and go to the definition. That's your code. That's all of WordPress. It's going to help you save a ton of time. You can customize everything about it, the keyboard shortcuts and everything. It integrates FTP and SVN, which is really useful. And thanks for listening.
Cool.